I have come to change my opinion on Eric Hupschmidt over time. Ever since he started hanging around Daryl Smith, I've watched the quality of his work and the kinds of things that he's putting out just plunge through the toilet. I don't know what exactly Eric thinks he's doing by putting out stuff like this and attacking credible researchers like Russell Pickering. I don't know what he stands to gain from it, and I don't know what he's trying to do to Christopher Bolin. I have a sense that he's trying to discredit Christopher Bolin by feeding him bad information. I don't know what other explanation there could be.
Well, and I concur with what Lisa's saying. First of all, reading Eric's articles lately, there's so much speculation, innuendo, accusation. It's all reckless, unfounded, baseless, and irresponsible to the max.
Yeah, and just want to say we respect and admire and like Russell Pickering very much. He's one of the first people that we go to when we want feedback on the Pentagon.
Yeah, and what Eric does in his articles is he lays all this massive innuendo there, but when he gets interviewed live, then he backs off.
And he unravels.
And he unravels, and what he does is he has this very pronounced passive-aggressive technique to him, where he's very vicious in his articles, but then when he's live and when he's confronted, he backs off. And I'm going to say these words, it's a very sissified, hysterical approach. I mean, one person described him as a shrieking woman.
Well, he acts like he's the one being attacked.
Yeah.
But that's not the attitude he takes or the tone he takes when he's going after somebody in his writing.
Yeah. So what he's doing with these articles is he's muddying the water, he's leading people in wild goose chases,